你天天怕 AI 抢饭碗。
You're always worried that AI will take your job.
今天这段官司给所有打工人接接。
This case has made all the workers feel frustrated.
这是
real
出了口恶气，刷到个杭州的新闻，刚上热搜。
A news story about someone spitting out their mouth in Hangzhou has gone viral.
我看完呢，觉得太有代表性了。
After watching it, I found it to be very representative.
专门呢跟你们唠唠。
Let's talk specifically about this.
这是全国头一回，公司拿 AI 当借口裁老员工，最后输得一塌糊涂。
This is the first time a company in China has used AI as an excuse to lay off employees, and the result is disastrous.
倒赔了26万。
Lost 26,000.
当事人老周呢，在当地一家互联网公司干了整整11年。
This person, Mr. Xu, has worked at a local internet company for a full 10 years.
从最基层的质检岗熬到了部门。
From the lowest level quality control position, I rose to a department position.
主管。
Boss.
一直是稳扎稳打的老员工。
Always a steady and reliable employee.
去年呢，公司跟风上了一套 AI 质检系统。
Last year, the company followed suit and implemented an AI quality inspection system.
老钟呢，还主动带头配合。
Where is Lao Xu? He is taking the lead and cooperating.
带着团队天天给 AI 挑错，不漏洞。
Every day, the team would work together to identify and fix AI errors and vulnerabilities.
相当于整个 AI 系统的最后一道把关人。
Equivalent to the final gatekeeper of the entire AI system.
那时候呢
At that time,
他觉得有 AI 帮忙能轻松一点。
He also felt that with AI assistance, it would be easy to do.
怎么也没想到，这工具转头就砸自己头上了。
I never thought this tool would turn against me.
系统上线才两个月。
It's only been 2 months since the launch of the company.
然后呢，就把他叫进了小会议室。
Either call him into the small meeting room.
直接给了两条路。
It directly gave 2 options.
要么呢，从主管降到普通运营，越
Either be promoted to a general manager or
薪呢从25,000直接砍到15,000，平白少了快一半。要
Zin zin ni yang wan wu zhai zhai can can dao yu wan wu ping bai sao le qiu yi ban
他自己主动提离职。
Either he resigns himself
大家都体面，说白了就是逼他自己走。
Everyone is pretending to be calm and rational.
连裁员赔偿都想省下来。
They even want to pay severance and compensation.
但这不是最恶心的。这
Where is Lao Xu? He's still doing something nasty.
这儿有多讽刺 ？AI 输出的内容对不对
？How ironic is it that AI causing problems?
有没有 bug？
Is there a bug?
全靠老周最后拍板 AI 搞不定的烂摊子
All of this is due to the mess that old Zhu finally decided to tackle with AI.
全是老周带人擦屁股
All old Zhu is cleaning up.
结果呢老板张张嘴就说 AI 能完全替代他的工作天底下哪有这种道理啊
The result is that Boss Zhang kept saying that AI could completely replace his job, and there was a reason for this.
你手把手把工具带顺手了。
You have a tool that you can use with your hands.
转头工具就成了踢你走的理由，更鸡贼了。
The tool that was supposed to be used to help you get fired has become even more ridiculous.
还在后面。
Still behind.
老周不肯接受降薪啊。
Old Zhu refused to accept the pay cut.
也不肯自己走。
It's also impossible to walk alone.
公司直接发了辞退通知。
The company directly issued a termination notice.
上面理由写的冠冕堂皇。
The reasons above are well-reasoned.
什么组织架构调整呢？
What organizational restructuring?
业务收缩呀。
Business contraction.
半句都没提了呀。
Not a single mention of AI.
后来呢？
Later.
打官司才查出来。
It was only through a lawsuit that the truth was revealed.
公司当年营收反而涨了10%。
The company's revenue increased by 10% year on year.
根本不是活不下去的理由。
It's not like I'm going to die.
就是单纯觉得 AI 能干活了。
The reason is simply that I think AI can do the job.
想砍人头。
I want to cut off someone's head.
省成本。
Save costs.
连真实裁员的原因都不敢明说。
They didn't even dare to explicitly state the reasons for the layoffs.
公司一开始呢，根本就没把官司当回事儿。
Initially, the company completely ignored the lawsuit.
还拿技术升级是客观变化。
Hainer Jai Shu Shang Jai Shiki Guan Bian Hua
当做挡箭牌。
As a shield.
觉得自己裁得合情合理。
I think it's reasonable.
结果法院直接三句话。
The result is that the court directly stated three sentences.
把这套说辞撕得干干净。
Swallow this argument whole.
第一呢，上 AI 是你自己选的赚。
First, AI is chosen by yourself to make money.
前路子是为了降本增。
The path is to reduce costs and find the truth.
又不是天灾人祸逼你的，算哪。
It's not like it was a natural disaster or human-caused catastrophe that forced you to do this.
这是客观变化。
This is an objective change.
第二。
Second.
调岗直接砍半工资。
Direct transfer, cut salary in half.
降职位。
Demotion.
这不叫协商。
This is not negotiation.
这叫逼人走。
This is called forcing someone to leave.
第三。
Third.
你说 AI 能完全替代人，拿得出实锤吗？
Can AI completely replace humans and produce real results?
真那么好用吗？
Is it really that good?
当初干嘛还要老周给你补漏洞呢？
Why did you fix the vulnerability for old you back then?
最后一锤定音，违法裁员。赔双倍工资，整整26万。
The final verdict is that the company will pay double the salary for illegal layoffs, totaling 260,000.
差不多是老周一整年的收入。
About a year's worth of old Jew's income.
本来想省工。
Originally, I wanted to save money.
结果反倒赔进去一年的钱，真是偷鸡不成蚀把米。
The result was actually losing a year's worth of money, which is like stealing chicken without getting 10 pieces of feathers.
其实啊，我看完最大感慨是什么呢？
Actually, what am I most impressed with after watching it?
之前啊，大家天天慌啊。
Before, everyone was panicking.
说 AI 来了要抢饭碗。
Say AI is coming to take jobs.
可你仔细想啊。
Think carefully.
AI 本身哪会裁人呢、啊、
？Who is the AI that is cruel?
真正拿着 AI 当刀砍工资
？Actually, using AI as a weapon to cut salaries.
剪人头的全是背后的老板。
The people who pick up the heads are all the bosses behind.
技术进步的红利
？The benefits of technological progress.
全落进了公司口袋，代价却要打工人来扛。
Everyone is making money at the expense of workers.
没有这个道理啊。
There is no reason.
你们说有了这桩叛逆在前，以后
You say that with this act of rebellion in the past,
老板再想拿 AI 当借口随便开人。
Boss wants to use AI as an excuse to arbitrarily hire people.
是不是也得先掂量掂量？评论区聊聊。
Should I also weigh the comments before making a decision?